ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। शान्त्याद्या सम्पदो मे
वितरशुभकरी
नित्यतद्भिन्नबोधम् वैराग्यं मोक्षवाञ्छामपि
लघुकलय
श्रीशिवासेव्यमाने वैराग्यं मोक्षवाञ्छामपि
लघुकलय
श्रीशिवासेव्यमाने
विद्यातीर्थादि
योगिप्रवर
करसरोजात
विद्यातीर्थादि
योगिप्रवरकरसरोजात
सम्पूजिताङ्घ्रे विद्यां शुद्धाञ्च बुद्धिम्
कमलजदयिते सत्वरं देहि मह्यम्
See, even though the last sentence makes it very clear, ultimately what you want is knowledge, because knowledge is freedom, which is my choiceless end. And for that Shuddham Buddhim, I told you many times this, very careful here, the mental purity, absolute and relative. Once you have Jnanam, effortlessly mind, will be absolutely pure mind. So without jnanam, that it is impossible to have the absolute mental purity. So mental purity means the mind being free from the hold of all negative emotions, isn't it? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaya, all these thoughts. So even the desire in terms of likes and dislikes, or hatred or anger or fear or anxiety, even all this greed, etc., all these thoughts rise means it's a disturbance. Thoughts rise means disturbance. How can you expect an ocean to be without devoid of waves? So like a mind means there'll be turbulence. But the degree of turbulence varies from person to person. And if at all there is somebody whose mind is turbulence-free mind, then the thoughts do not rise. Such a mind is absolutely pure mind. Even for a wise person, there will be natural, there will be some thoughts be rising. So who is the one who can have that, especially with enough thoughts to keep going. But there won't be disturbance, mental disturbance will not be there. That is possible only for a wise person. Because it is made very clear in Bhagavad Gita now, everywhere. How do you say that absolute wisdom or ultimate knowledge of the truth of one's own self, in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, how do the thoughts resolve? how do we say that mind becomes absolutely pure? Isn't it? There's no disturbance. Why? Because, see, in wisdom, in the wake of the knowledge, you don't attain fullness. It is cognitively you take ownership of fullness as your surupa. So you understand, wisdom implies what? Understanding the nature of fullness, what fullness means. So we simply use the term fullness and happiness, limitlessness. Really, it's a mere word for us. Because very abstract, very subtle sense, the meaning of the word fullness is a very subtle thing. Because the very nature of reality. So, repeated listening and repeatedly listening to the teaching, dwelling upon the teaching, contemplating upon the teaching, and finally assimilating the teaching, naturally there'll be clear understanding of what fullness is. And you must appreciate the fact, oh, this is what is fullness, this is how fullness is, this is how the reality is of the nature of fullness. How fullness or limitlessness or happiness is the nature of reality. We understood. Once you have the clear vision of fullness being nature of reality, understand reality in terms of its nature of fullness, then you don't attain anything. You just see the nature of reality being your own nature. Essentially, you are of the nature of fullness. And either in the there's a cognitive shift takes place. Is it? The cognitive shift takes place means the even though you're endowed with the body, mind, and its complex, definitely you can be. It's possible for a person to be objective towards one's own body, mind, and its complex. An assimilation. So if the fullness is there in the light of knowledge of what fullness is. The error centered on I is resolved. So in the right perspective, all the emotions also resolve. See, the mental disturbance itself is a symptom of the disease of error in the perception of oneself. Got it? So the fundamental problem, triggered disturbance. Mental disturbance is expression of is a symptom of the disease of erroneous perception, caused by guilt. So when the error in the perception of the self is corrected, naturally the emotions resolve. See, for any jealousy or hatred or anger or anxiety or greed, even strong likes and dislikes. See, anybody can have likes and dislikes. I can say I want tea, I don't want coffee. It doesn't mean, it's not a binding. Very strong, powerful likes and dislikes sometimes. And though all of them are because of, they're not triggered by what? Is the common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. Is it the fundamental problem? Fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I alone triggers the problems. Otherwise, there's no need for a jealousy to be there. You analyze what jealousy is, what hatred is, what anger is, what fear is. It's all purely because of the fundamental problem, which is an error, because of the error of erroneous perception of the self. Therefore, in the wake of the knowledge, the ascertained vision of the truth, the fundamental problem being not there, the fundamental problem caused or triggered emotion, the disturbance is not there. So you can't, it's not possible for a wise person to entertain a thought in terms of jealousy. Isn't it? See, jealousy or hatred or anger is all expression of Samsara is for fundamental problems triggered only. It is just a common human fundamental problem, not that you, not I, everybody has. So, there is purity. Subsolute purity itself is what? Is expression of vision, clear vision, knowledge. So, knowledge, you have absolute purity. So, vidyam shuddham buddhim cha dehime. Isn't it? But here, if you take it as relative purity, shuddha buddhim implies, so in jnanam, all the problems resolve for good. Even there is a pure mental purity, the pure mind. So, once you are pure minded, you are free from the disturbance means, no disturbance, no restlessness, no agitation means, there is a peace. So, pure mind, absolutely pure mind implies absolutely peaceful mind. So, in the wake of, there is a knowledge and the peaceful mind, absolutely pure mind, which is a peaceful mind. No more agitations, no more disturbance. Otherwise, you can take another relative peace means, so I must be adequately pure for even knowledge to rise. Swami uses a catch-20 situation. This fellow must become, must get rid of madness. Paithin teliyanu. Only then he can get the girl, somebody will come out to give a girl in marriage. But he must be, he is mad, who will give a girl, isn't it? If he gets married, then he'll be get rid of his madness. But to get married, he must get rid of madness, isn't it? Like that. So you must be pure enough to have knowledge, and you must have knowledge to be absolutely pure. That is why for absolute purity, relative purity, you need to be relatively pure. Relative purity means you are being able to consciously manage your emotions is relative purity. Because you can undo it. When you say relatively pure means what? At least emotions do rise. You don't let them damage relationship and outside. You handle. Everybody has anger, everybody has anxiety and all that. So, you manage. So, the capacity to manage one's emotions itself is possible. You also don't give room for such emotions to be triggered because you're committed to dharma. That's why commitment to live a life of values contributes for intellectual sharpness and emotional stability. This is the basic teaching always there. So we can take it that way also. So vidyam shuddhancha buddhim dehi mahyam said. And here I said, we are addressing the Devi. O Devi Pujita Angre. I said angri. Angri is a neuter word, singular. In dual also angri. But 2 feet, isn't it? So angre, when you say pujita angre. See, pujikkappatta thiruvadiyu deval. The one whose feet are worshipped. The pujita is a past passive participle. Worshipped. The one whose feet have, lotus feet have been worshipped. Like not a lotus feet, simply say, one whose feet have been worshipped. Worshipped by, worshipped with the lotus hands of exalted saints who come in the lineage of Vidyatirtha. Sringeri order. That's me. So, Vidyatirtha Adi, etc. There are so many great exalted saints, sannyasis, acharyas, who came, who been in the tradition of, in the lineage of Sringeri Mata. And then Vidya Tirtha is very well known. And Vidya Tirtha Adi, etc. Yogi is a saint in this context. Pravara means exalted. So Yogi Pravara. Kara means hand. Saroja means lotus. Kara Saroja. Kara Sarojata. Sarojatam Sarojam. Both mean lotus. Okay. Sarojatam or Sarojam means lotus. Know why? Saras means pond. Saras means pond. Lake. A small reservoir, tiny reservoir. Not a huge. So, Saras. Sarasi jatam sarojam or sarojatam. That which is born in the lake or pond is called a sarojatam. Sarojam or sarojatam means lotus. And here, what is lotus? Kara. Lotus hand, not lotus feet. Devi's feet have been worshipped by the lotus hands of the great saints, exalted saints, who come in the lineage such as Vidyatirtha, who come in the lineage of Sringeri Mata, Sringeri order. So Vidyatirtha Adi Yogi Pravara. Yogi Pravara. Sadhu Pravara. Pravara means what? Exalted. Pravara. Karasarojata Pujita Angre. Pujita Angre. So you are addressing Devi, O Devi, whose feet have been worshipped with the lotus hands of great saints such as Vidyatirtha, who come in the lineage of Sringeri order. Vidyatirthari Vidyatirthadi Yogi Pravara Karasarojata Pujita Sampujita Angre. Pujita itself means worship. The Sampuj, Sam is the prefix. Sampuja means worship with Shraddha properly. Now you have to always have, the prefix has to emphasize something, isn't it? So Pujita means worshipped. Sampujita means properly worshipped, appropriately worshipped. Worshipped with great reverence, worshipped with Shraddha. The Sam can be Sam. Vidyatirtha Adi Yogi Pravara Karasarojata Sampujita Angre. One long compound. Is it clear? Long compound. Call her like that. Then you tell her, Vidyam Mahyam Vidyam Dehi Shuddham Buddhincha Dehi. Bless me with knowledge, thereby bless me with absolute mental purity. Which implies mental and absolute peace. See, pure mental, absolute mental purity is what? Absolute peace of mind. Mental peace. Isn't it? So purity, what does it mean? That's all. If you are not disturbed by emotions, you are peaceful, means your mind is pure. See, even if when the jnanam is not there, whenever there is no anger or hatred or something, there is a time, thoughts are resolved, you are peaceful. In sleep, you are resolved. You are peaceful. You are not disturbed in sleep. If we get disturbed, we wake up. That's a different thing. But you can't say, I slept well, I also got disturbed. You can't say that. Is it clear? So here, the mental disturbance. So mental purity implies mental, the peace. Vidyatirthadi Yogi Pravara Karosarojata Sampujitangre Vidyam Shuddham Chabuddhim Kamalajadayite Sattvam Dehi Mahyam. Before that, what you should do, he says. First he says Vitara. See, imperative verb, Vitara. Vitara means, literally Vitara means distribute, do distribute. Vitarati. Very interesting, huh? the verb tarati. Tarati means crosses. Tarati means crosses. Vitarati means distributes. Literally. It also means bestows, gives. Vitarati. Uttarati means answers. Isn't it? So vitara, may what may you give. Literally it means may distributes. By the way, may you give. What should you give? To whom should you give? To me. May vitara. What should you give? Sampadaha vitara. See, sampat means wealth. Sampadaha wealths. Plural. Sampat singular. Sampadaha plural of sampat. Instead of saying wealth, you can say wealth in the form of shantyadyaha. I said already, ashanti adyaha means beginning from shanti, etc. Literally it means shanti mudaliya. So shanti here means actually sixfold disciplines are the wealth. The wealth of sixfold disciplines. Is it clear? Yes. Wealth of sixfold discipline. The wealth of sixfold discipline. Such as shantihi. Adhyaha means etc. etc. means what you have to bring all the rest of the five. Shantihi, dantihi, uparatihi, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. What you can write it down? Shantihi, dantihi, uparatihi, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. See, these sixfold discipline. And if you're endowed with sixfold discipline, it itself is a big wealth. So mastery over mind, mastery over ways of thinking, mastery over thoughts, the shantihi. Which means shamaha. I said shamaha is a masculine gender word, shantihi is a feminine gender word. Meaning is the same. Similarly, damaha, mastery over sense organs. And you can dantihi. I said dantihi. Because shantihi you say, then dantihi. Shantihi, dantihi, so shamaha, damaha. Then uparamaha or uparatihi. Uparamaha means withdrawing oneself from things which are, which are not one's duties. You mean being focused, be committed to one's own duties first. Uparatihi or uparamaha. Titiksha. Titiksha, endurance, forbearance, tolerance. So, understanding the situations in life, the pairs of opposites. And you can endure them if you understand their nature. Definitely life will be life of pairs of opposites. How can you endure them? Only understanding of what they are will help you understand, endure them. First of all, they come and go. They are permanent. Agama apayinaha anityaha, I said in Bhagavad Gita. And second thing, they all come and go because there's a reason why they come and go. There's a cause behind it. The cause means they're determined by natural laws. In conformity with whatever karma one has. So you understand that it cannot be changed. They come and go, not permanent, but they will come and go. We have to go through it. Once you understand it's not permanent, then you can prepare your mind, isn't it? Prepare yourself to accept it. Understanding of the fact will help you accept it. Say endurance. Titiksha. Then Shraddha. Shraddha is the most important discipline because, see, who else in the world can help us? If I don't have Shraddha, faith in Shastra teaching, I don't have faith in the words of the teacher also. Teacher means not, I'm not talking any teacher, okay? The teacher is a teacher, only what comes out of the mouth is teaching. And the teaching can be a teaching only if it doesn't contradict your reasoning. Just because somebody says blackmails or, you know, emotionally entangles you or blackmails you or it doesn't make any sense, simply accept for everything talayati. Swami used to say, Tanjar Bamyanna. For everything you nod your head. You must, you know, you can't accept sometimes. In your context of reasoning. So the teaching, especially. So if I don't trust, who else can protect us? Because the whole problem in life is because of the error in your perception caused by ignorance. Otherwise, there is no problem outside. There is no problem outside. There is no human being, no problem outside. No enemies are not outside. We always say, we say antaran, is it? Our samsara is purely because of our mind only. It's all in mind. And mainly adhyasa, mainly error. There is error definitely in perception of the self and the world. That is because of the ignorance. And ignorance is uncreated, it's natural. So, what choice do we have other than jnanam? For jnanam, you need a means of knowledge. Even to know you're ignorant, you need jnanam. So, you have to be aware of, you must understand, you must see the fact of ignorance being there first of all. You must know that you are ignorant, no? Then you can think of sorting it out. Don't even know you are ignorant, how are you going to sort out? You must understand how there is ignorance. Then to resolve the ignorance, then you need jnana. And for jnana, what is it which can help you resolve ignorance? Ignorance comes only in light of knowledge. And for jnanam, you need a pramanam, you need a means of knowledge. And this jnanam happens to be of your own sarupam. There is no pramanam other than shastram. So shraddha is important. So have faith in the words of the shastram, the teaching, because of my ancestors, others told, and they benefited. Then the shraddha. Shraddha, then samadhanam. Okay, Shraddha and Samadhanam. Samadhanam being focused. See, not forgetting the goal, the means and the end. End and the means. And living, doing everything in conformity with my commitment to the pursuit. That's why in Tamil we have beautiful expression. Adada kootu adinalam kariyathil kannarikkanam. You can do anything. You can dance and sing, and but do not forget the purpose, isn't it? Sometimes what happens when you get involved in something, you forget the purpose. It's called samadhanam. In fact, adhanam means placing. In Sanskrit, it's beautiful, very expressive language. Adhanam means placing. Adhanam, placing. Adhanam, samadhanam, means being focused. I may be doing so many things, but I do not forget ultimately what am I doing all these things for. Like our weddings, or like our other things. We pay attention to so many things. ultimately what's important? You must sleep peacefully and happily. Is it? Understand. So, like that, anything, we do, can do so many things. That's all secondary. Focus must be what? The means and the end. The samadhanam. These are sixfold disciplines. The sixfold discipline itself is what? Being endowed with the sixfold discipline itself, being disciplined itself is a big wealth. Being endowed with the wealth. The sampat singular, sampadaha plural. So first, you know, I want to be disciplined. Of course, I make efforts to be disciplined, but I seek Devi's grace. Oh Devi, please bless me with the wealth of sixfold discipline. Isn't it? So, what are they? Shantyadi. Shantyadi sampadome vitara. And why? What are they? Shubhakarihi. See, sampat is a feminine gender word. Therefore, shubhakari. Shubham means auspiciousness. Shubhakari means what? That which does. Shubham. That which brings auspiciousness. Like Shankari, Shubhakari mean the same. Shankari, Shubhakari mean the same. That which does good is called Shubhakari, Shankari. Shankara, Shubhakara, masculine. Shubhakaram, Shankaram, neuter. Shubhakari, Shankari, feminine. And each and every discipline is what? Shubhakari. Therefore, Shubhakari hi Shantyadi Sampadaha me vitara. O Devi, please bless me with a wealth of sixfold discipline such as Shanti, etc., which are auspicious. Why they are auspicious? Because they serve as a preparatory discipline. They prepare my mind. They contribute for my attainment of knowledge. And which itself is freedom. Because absolutely the most auspicious is jnanam, moksha. And for the jnanam, mental mind must be prepared. And following these disciplines contribute for preparing my mind for jnanam, which is the most auspicious. Therefore, everything is shubhakari. Nallad. Suppose we say, have pepper rasam. Shubhakaram. What does it mean? Readily shubhakaram. Because if we are relieved of cough and cold, it is auspicious. Subham. Isn't it? Shubhakaram. Shubhakaram means anything which does good for you is shubhakaram. So, Shubhakarihi. Shubhakarihi Shantyadi Sampadaha Mevitara. Okay. Then, Nitya Tad Bhinna Bodham. Vitara. Again, you have to understand. Vitara should take with other thing also. Also, Nitya Tad Bhinna. Nitya means what? Permanent. So, permanent end is moksha. And anitya ends, impermanent ends, relative ends, tad bhinnam. Other than the permanent absolute end, moksha. The rest, tad bhinnam is what? Other than moksha, whatever is. Artha kama dharma. Tad bhinna. So, here, because the word moksha comes in the second line, you have to take it as nitya tad bhinna bodham. Nitya means permanent. Tad bhinna means other than nitya means what? Impermanent. Isn't it? So bodha means knowledge. So bodha here means knowledge. What knowledge? Discriminative knowledge. Is it clear I'm saying? Let me make it very clear. Nitya means eternal. Permanent. Tad Bhinna means other than eternal, is ephemeral, time bound. Bodha means knowledge. So discriminative knowledge of what is permanent, what is not, tad bhinnam. So vivekaha. So nitya tad bhinna bodha, bodham vitara. Means please bless me with nitya nitya vivekam. He goes like this, Anuji, goes from here. Started with discipline, he goes to nitya. Please bless me with nitya nitya vivekam. See, that word can mean moksha other ends also, but because he mentions the word moksha next line. Nitya tad bhinna bodham vitara. Take the verb vitara again. Oh, Devi, first he says, please bless me with wealth of sixfold discipline, such as shanti, etc. Please bless me with vivekaha. Nitya tad bhinna bodham vitara. Please bless me with viveka. The discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is not permanent. Tad bhinna means not permanent. So nitya tad bhinna bodham vitara. Please bless me with viveka. Why I should have viveka? If I do not have viveka, if I do not have discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is eternal, what is ephemeral, there is no way of aspiring for impermanent. Because helplessly I will be aspiring only for impermanent. Because I do not know there is something permanent. Of course, I am interested, I want permanent moksha. But I only aspire for, I'll be searching for moksha in things on which cannot give moksha. I'll be searching for happiness, isn't it? Things which in time bound things. So nitya nitya viveka is very important. So the journey will be endless, search will be endless if I do not have viveka. What search can I do without basic discriminative understanding? I must know what is permanent, what is impermanent, so that I can aspire for permanent. I can have dispassion. Naturally, I'll be dispassionate towards impermanent. Why? Impermanent. Logic. What is logic? Impermanent cannot give me permanent happiness. So permanent alone can give me permanent happiness. If I know what is permanent, I can, you know, aspire for permanent. So I must have this understanding. So without viveka, any effort will be utter failure. It's meaningless. So first he says what? Please bless me with nitya tad bhinna bodham vitara. That imperative verb should add with everything. Vitarana kudu. Literally it means distribute, okay? You have a lot, kuncha kudu. Give me a little bit, isn't it? May you give, that's the meaning. So vitara, may you bless me with nityanitya vastu vivekaha. So even we must have Bhagavan's grace even to have viveka. That is what is indirectly implied here. Next, third. Once you have viveka, vairagyam vitara. Vitara. Instead of here dehi, use the word vitara. Isn't it? Dehi, second conjugation root. So dehi. Vitara is, vitarati is another conjugation. So vitara. Vairagyam dehi. Then bless me with dispassion. Vairagyam means what? Vairagyam is the noun of viragaha. See, ragaha, attachment. Viragaha means what? Vigataha ragaha. Is it? Devoid of attachment is what? Viragaha. So, vairagyam, noun. Isn't it? Viragaha is a masculine word. Vairagyam is a noun. Vairagyam. So, dispassion. So vairagyam vitara, which is also another qualification, isn't it? The one must be blessed with the fourfold qualification, so that one be qualified for jnanam. So that there is sixfold discipline by itself is one qualification, and viveka is one qualification, vairagyam is another qualification. So viveka, vairagyam, then samadhi, sharka, sampatti, isn't it? So now he is asking for then vairagyam vitara. So once you have nitya nitya vastu viveka, once you know what is permanent, what is impermanent, and then naturally, see, the viveka is there, you don't need to work very hard to become dispassionate. The dispassion itself is expression of maturity. Once you know what is permanent, naturally, effortlessly, you'll grow out of desire for impermanent. So knowing the limitation of impermanent, that impermanent cannot give me permanent. Impermanent cannot give me what I am aspiring for. Naturally, I'll grow out of desire for impermanent. So, growing out of desire for impermanent, knowing the limitation it cannot give me permanent, is what? Becoming dispassionate towards the impermanent. Which means, it implies what? You have passion only for the permanent. So, vairagyam vitara. Okay. Then, fourth qualification. Mukshutvam. Okay, moksha vanchaam api. Vancha means icha. In Tamil, we have this word vanchai. Vanchai icchai. Vanchati icchati means same. Likes, isn't it? So moksha vancha means desire for moksha. And so there in Tattvabodha you learn mukshutvam. Mukshutvam means what? Desire for moksha, being endowed with desire for moksha is called mukshutvam. There the word mukshutvam is a desiderative word, you know. So here is a simple language. Moksha vancha, desire for freedom. See, if the goal itself is not, purushartha nischaya is not there. If you 100%, you are not very clear about what you are living this life for, what you are aspiring for ultimately by doing all these things, pursuing artha, kama, living life of dharma, being worshipful and prayerful and following, doing all these things, what are you aspiring for ultimately? So the ultimate goal must be very clear, isn't it? So purushartha nischaya must be there. Once you have purushartha nischaya, naturally you will be committed to the pursuit of that end. Isn't it? The commitment to the pursuit of the ultimate end, moksha, is moksha vancha, mukshutu. So fourfold qualification are mentioned here in the first two lines. Manchamapi lagu kalaya. Lagu kalaya. Same. But how do you address Devi here? Shri Shiva Sevyamane. See, Sevate means worships. Sevyamana means she who is worshipped. Vanangapadihiraval. Vaivadapadihiraval. Is called Sevyamana. She who is worshipped is called Sevyamana. So the vocative Sevyamane, oh the one who is worshipped. So here you can understand, she is worshipped by two other powers. Shrihi means Lakshmi, and Shiva also means Lakshmi, but already she has been mentioned. So Shiva stands for Parvati. See, Shivaha masculine, Shiva feminine. Both words mean what? Auspiciousness, isn't it? So Shiva Parvati, Srihi Lakshmi. If these, oh, the one who is worshipped by Lakshmi and Parvati means who is worshipped? Saraswati only. Understood. Oh, Saraswati, who is worshipped by Lakshmi and Parvati. In fact, three are what? You have to worship. Three things are very important in life: health, wealth, knowledge. Want health? Strength, Parvati. Wealth, Lakshmi. Isn't it? Knowledge, Saraswati. With one without the other, isn't it? Any one without the other will be what? Incomplete. All the three you have everything. So here, Lakshmi and Parvati worship Saraswati. So Shri Shiva Sevyamane. Shriya Parvatyacha Sevyamane. The one, O Devi, who is worshipped by Lakshmi and Parvati, and may you bless me with Mukshutvam, Vairagyam, Viveka, Shamasharka Sampatthi. May you bless me with the qualifications. No way. I know I make all possible efforts to be qualified. But without your grace, I will not be qualified. So I say to her, I am begging you, you make me qualified. You bless me with all the qualifications I need to attain jnanam, which itself is moksha. Finish. Nice, isn't it? And we saw the other one. And Vidya Tirtha Adiyogi Pravarakara Sarojata Sampujita Angre. So having prayed for fourfold qualifications required for jnanam, the third line, again, we glorify Devi as the one who is worshipped, the lotus hands of great exalted saints of Sringeri order, such as Vidya Tirtha. Then finally we ask, please bless me with absolute wisdom and absolute purity, which is peace of mind, absolute peace. Give, say Vittara Marada. See that one verb was the car, you can take it to other things also. See, when you say vasaka, with the verb vitara should go with everywhere, everything. Lagu kale also is the same. But then entire lagu, if you take separately, lagu means small. Lagu means small. Separate if you take it, small. And guru means big. Opposite of lagu is guru. Lagu, guru. And no, lagu, small. Guru, big. And you make it noun, laghavam, effortlessly, easily. Gauravam, noun. Gauravam, in Tamil also we have the word gauravam, isn't it? Laghavam, gauravam. Smallness and bigness. But here when you take it together, lagu kalaya, means quickly. Shigram. See, I am not at all eligible even to become qualified. Okay, I am not eligible to have eligibility for jnanam. So, make me qualify. First of all, bless me with the qualification quickly. Then, bless me with the fulfillment of my prayer. All fourfold qualification. See, if you are very clear about the means and the end, and if you know your limitations, you know you are struggling. I know I need to have Mumukshuttam. I know I need to have Veka. I know I need to have all this. Shastram tells all these things. But I don't seem to be really having Shraddha in taking care of my qualifications. Means, then you genuinely surrender. Then you pray, seek Bhagavan's grace. Oh my God, Shastram says I must have all this. I don't have anything. Please bless me with all of them. Isn't it? Nice. Very beautiful prayer. So you seek Bhagavan's grace even for having qualification. So once you have blessed me with all qualifications, what should you do? Bless me with jnanam, vidyam, then shuddham buddhim. Is it clear, Asaka?
Yes,
sir. It means there should not be, it should not prolong, it should not take very long for me to become qualified. Sometimes, no, it takes very long, isn't it? It should not take very long. That's the meaning. Okay. For next one.
Sachidrupatmanome.
Shruti manana nididhyasananyashumatah.
Shruti manana nididhyasananyashumatah.
Shruti manana nididhyasananyashumatah.
Shruti manana nididhyasananyashumatah.
Sampadyasvantametad.
Ruchiyutamanisham.
Nirvikalpe samadho. Sampadyasvantametad. Ruchiyutamanisham. Nirvikalpe samadho.
Sampadyasvantametad. Ruchiyutamanisham.
Nirvikalpe samadho.
Tungatirankarajad.
Varagriha vilasad. Chakra Rajasanaste. Varagriha vilasat Chakra Rajasanaste. Tungatirankarajad Varagriha vilasat Chakra Rajasanaste.
Tungatirankarajad Varagriha vilasat Chakra Rajasanaste.
Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim. Kamala Jadayite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam. Okay. Anyway, so always you see the third line, it's a long compound which where Devi is glorified. So Devi is addressed as the one who is endowed with that glory. So here he says, of course, Kamala Jadayite, oh, beloved of Brahmaji, bless me with absolute wisdom and absolute purity, which is absolute peace. And who is this Kamala Jadayita? Who is this beloved of Brahma? That is said, your addresser. Raja, Chakra Rajasanastha. Chakra Raja Asanastha. Okay. Chakra Raja Asanastha. Manantha Adama. Plastic chair Asanastha. Plastic chair is the asanam, isn't it? See, asanam is a seat. One who is seated, one who is in the seat, on the seat, will you say asanastha, stha. See, grihastha devartham. Grihe tishtati iti grihastha. One who remains at home is who? Grihastha. Remain householder, we say grihastha. Vanaprastha. One who has left for the jungle is called prastaha. You're not living in vana. One has left far. One has started. Vana prastaha. So here, staha means one who remains. one who remains at home is grihastha, not simply at home, as a householder. Like that, here asanastha means what? One who is on the seat, one who is in the seat. See, but if I'm walking, I'm not asanastha. I'm here, asanastha. When you sit there, you are asanastha. Now, Prime Minister, asanastha, Modi. Okay, who will be next asanastha? We pray. So, asanastha. And here, and Devi is also asanastha. She has the seat. What? Which seat? Raja asanastha. Royal seat. Isn't it? What a royal seat here? Chakra Raja asanastha. You know, Sri Chakram. See, Chakra Raja means Sri Chakram is a Sri Chakra Raja. So one who is seated, one who is dwelling, one who is there, the seat of Sri Chakram. That's why Sri Chakram itself is a Tantra Rupam of Devi. Yantra Rupam, so Yantra Rupam of Devi. Not Tantra, sorry, Yantra Rupam of Devi. Yantra Rupam, Pratima Rupam, Pratika Rupam, we say not different forms of Devi. So Sri Chakram you put, Yantra Rupam. Somehow in South we are not that keen for the Yantras. In the careless, every puja there is a Yantra, isn't it? They only draw the Yantra and then they do the pujas. So here, Sri Chakram itself is a Devi, Yantra Rupam. And Chakra Raja Asanastha, Chakra Raja is Sri Chakram. Not ordinary, Chakra Raja is Sri Chakram. Then Asanam, that is the seat for her. That is where she resides. That is where she dwells. And Stha means she who is. She who remains in that royal seat of Sri Chakram. Okay. Chakra Raja Asanastha. See, her asanam, her seat is Sri Chakram. So one who has Sri Chakram as her seat is called Sri Chakra Raja Asanastha. And vocative, O Sri Chakra Raja Asanasthe. Okay. The one having Sri Chakram as the dwelling place and abode. Sri Chakra Raja Asanasthe. And with Sri Chakra Raja, he says, Tunga Tira Tiranka Rajat Vara Griha Vilasat Chakra Raja Asanastha. See, Sri Chakram is everywhere. Okay, you can have Sri Chakram anywhere. This particular, this Sri Chakram is where? In Sringeri. This is Sringeri. So, Tunga Tiram, Tunga River, not the river Tunga Tiram, you have the bank of river Tunga, isn't it? Sringeri. The temple is in the bank of river Tunga. Tunga Tira, Tiranka. Tunga Tiranka Rajat. So, the Sri Chakram, see, even our local Sharadambal temple, I've heard that they have Swayamvara Homam. They have done and they placed that some yantra. That, specifically, that's a Sri Chakram is placed in that temple. So, Griham means house. And Varagriham means what? Holy place. Here it's not a house actually. Devi's place, the house is what? Temple only. So Varagriham, holy temple, sacred place, which is Sharadambal temple, isn't it? Varagriham. So Sri Chakra Raja Asanastha. To Varagriha Vilasat. The Sri Chakram, Devi is residing in that Sri Chakram. which is housed, which is placed in that holy sacred place, temple. So vilasat means vilangahindra, that's all, shining. It will mean shining, but you can take this, that's, which is there. Varagriha vilasat means located in that sacred place, sacred temple, holy temple, holy place. Varagriha vilasat Sri Chakra Chakra Raja Asanasthe Asanastha. And this temple, where is this temple? See, Devi is in Sri Chakram. Sri Chakram is in the temple. The temple is where? On the bank of Tunga River. So Tunga Tira. Tunga Tira, and the bank. Tira means bank. So Tunga Tira, the bank of Tunga River. But Anka is there, isn't it? Anka means one edge. We can say one curve. See, you can see the Tunga River comes and goes like this. You noticed? So Tunga River comes and goes like this. Do you remember, Ranaji, recently? The river comes and goes like this, isn't it? There's a curve there. And that is why the bridge starts to go to Nrisimhavanam. Therefore, Tunga Tira Anka. Anka means mark. Literally, the word Anka means mark. M-A-R-K, mark. But here we can take it as curve. Tunga Tira Anka Vara Griha Vilasat Chakra Raja Asana Stha. Asana Stha. Stha means she who resides. She who remains, she who is. So, Valenda Tunga Nadiyin Karayil, Valenda Karayil, Ulla. Koilil, Irikinda, Chakratil, Irpavale, Vitripavale. That's mean. So, she who resides in the Sri Chakram. Located in a holy temple, located on the curved bank of Tunga River. Yes, Tunga Tira Anka Rajad Varagriha. See, Rajat also means shining. Rajat Vilasat. See, just to say something is, look at this. Mike is. Look at, let me tell you one thing. I can simply say my keys. You know, saying my keys, my keys, how do you say my keys? Because it shines. My keys, how do you say? Because it shines. If it doesn't shine, how can you say my keys? Therefore, Rajat means what? My, like, that which is. Vilasat, Rajat, I will say mic shines, shining mic. Or I can say mic which is. Is it clear now? Please understand these words. Rajat, Vilasat. All these words mean shining. Shining what now? Which? Whose person is known? Yeah. So, Rajat means just simply ease. So, the curve of the bank of River Tunga, there is temple. Holy place. In the holy place, there is Sri Chakram. In the Sri Chakram, Devi resides. And such Devi, may you bless me with knowledge. Vidyam, Shuddham, Buddhim, Cha, Mahim, Sattvaram, Dehi, quickly. Lagu Kalaya, Sattvaram, in the same. Lagu Kalaya is a very rare expression. To adjust the meter, he did put Sattvaram, he put different word. Is it clear? Tunga Tira Ankarajad Varagriha Vilasat. See, Vilasat Chakra, because euphoric combination, it becomes Vilasat Chakra. Vilasat Chakra விளங்குகின்ற சக்கரம். விலசத்து சக்கர பிகம்ஸ் விலசத் சக்கர. ஓகே, யூ வாண்ட் நோ மீனிங் விலசத் மீன்ஸ் ஷைனிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட் விளங்குகின்ற, தமிழ் விசை விளங்குகின்ற மீன் விச் இஸ் இஃப் தி பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சம்திங் இஸ் நோன் யூஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் விளங்குகின்ற விலசத் ராஜத். சோ துங்கா தீர அங்க ராஜத் வரகிருஹ விலசத் சக்கரராஜ ஆசனஸ்தா இஸ் தி நேம் ஆஃப் தேவி. ஓகே, நவ யூ கால் ஹர் ஒன் லாங் காம்பவுண்ட். துங்கா தீராங்க ராஜத்வர கிரக விலச சக்கர ராஜாசனஸ்தே வித்யாம் சுத்தாஞ்ச புத்திம் கமலஜதயிதே சத்வரம் தேஹி மஹ்யம். சம்டைம்ஸ் யூ ஃபீல் வெரி குட் இஃப் யூ கேன் ரிலேட் டு சம்திங் வெரி கிளியர்லி காங்கிரீட்லி. தேவி இஸ் நாட் நோ நாட் அப்ச்ராக்ட். Devi is very much there in Sri Chakram. Sri Chakram is there in the temple, you know, the sacred temple. The temple is where? It's on the bank of, you know, the curve of the bank of Tunga River. Mind goes to Sringeri suddenly, isn't it? If you visited recently, we visited recently. That's why it comes to mind, isn't it? Oh my God, no crowd, nothing. We had a very good darshan so many times. Okay. வித்யாம் சுத்தாஞ்ச புத்திம் த ச அண்ட் இஸ் இட் யூ நோ ஆல்ரெடி கமலஜதயிதே சத்வரம் தேஹி மஹ்யம். சோ தி தேர்ட் லைன் ஹோல் லைன் இஸ் ஒன் லாங் காம்பவுண்ட். இட்ஸ் அ லாங் நேம் ஆஃப் தேவி அட்ஜெக்டிவ் ஆஃப் கமலஜதயிதா. ஓகே,
சச்சித்ரூபாத்மனோமே சச்சித்ரூபாத்மனோமே ஸ்ருதி மனன நிதித்யாசனான்யாஷு மாதஹ சம்பாத்ய ஸ்வாந்தமேதத் ருச்சியுதமனிஷம் நிர்விகல்பே சமாதௌ.
So before you give me jnanam, suddham buddhim, what he says, and first of all, jnanam, what is, you need explanation for what is jnanam being given, isn't it? So he says, sat chit roopa atmanah. Sat chit, becomes sat chit. Always ta fall by cha becomes ch. Sandhi rule. So then first we say, hey Mataha, call Devi as mother, isn't it? See, if you relate to somebody, even another person like mother, you will definitely get, you know, even many ministers won because calling her Amma, okay, our exchange minister. So Ash, Mataha, oh mother, Mataha is already told, it's a vocative of Mata, Mataha. சம்பாத்ய earns சம்பாத்ய having earned. So mother having earned means what? No, helping me earn. I should earn that, is it? Blessing me with it. Literally means having earned. தமிழ் ஆல்சோ யூஸ் தி வேர்ட் சம்பாதிக்கிறார், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சம்பாதயதி இஸ் எ வெர்ப், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? தமிழ் ஆல்சோ வி ஹேவ் தட் வேர்ட் சம்பாத். சம்பாத்யம் இஃப் யூ டேக் இஸ் எ நவுன் இட்ஸ் இன்கம், தி ஏர்னிங். வாட் இஸ் யுவர் ஏர்னிங்? சம்பாத்யம். பட் ஹியர் சம்பாத்ய இஸ் இண்டிகேபிள் பார்ட்டிசிபிள் ஹேவிங் ஏர்ன்ட். சோ ஹே ஓ மதர், what all should you help me earn? First he says ashu means within, no, without any delay, soon. Ashu, soon. Shruti manana nidhyasanani. Shruti means, shruti is a feminine word for shravanam.
Shravanam is a gerund, listening. Shravanam, listening. Mananam, reflecting. Anidhyasanam, contemplating. I can make it gerund or I can make it simple noun, isn't it? Listening, reflecting, contemplating. And instead of Shravanam, he has used the term Shruti, that's all. Shrutihi is a feminine gender word. Shravanam is a neuter gender word, that's all. So, Shravana, Manana, Nidhyasanani. So, listening to the unfoldment of the meaning of the words of the Shastra means systematically, regularly, step by step, listening to the unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Shastra is Shravanam. The first step involved in commitment to Parishuddha Maharaja. Then once you have understood, heard, definitely listening itself must help you resolve the ajnanam, ignorance goes. But even the ignorance goes mean what? But knowledge does rise. But the knowledge still may have doubts. Doubts raised by people of other schools of thought. People who do not accept this teaching, unfoldment, they have their own way of unfolding the Veda mantras. So all those doubts, why they say Vishwadati says differently, Dvaiti says differently, and Bauddha Jaina say completely differently, different schools of thought, isn't it? So all those different schools of thought, they may, because they present their arguments, they definitely will, you will be convinced sometimes if you are not very firm in it, unless you are very clear. So, this Shruti Mana, that's why Mananam is important. After listening to the systematic unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Shastra, we have to repeatedly listen in order to reflect on what has been already heard. Thereby, even if the doubts raised by listening to other schools of thought can be resolved. It means you become convinced of your understanding. Not because, no, I know. Not because you say that I am convinced. No. You are clear that you are convinced of your understanding. That is mananam. So mananam is actually repeatedly listening, which itself is what? Reflecting upon what has been already heard, so that you can have your doubts resolved. The doubts caused by, in fact, raised by people of other schools of thought, other systems of philosophy. Then once you have, you're convinced of your understanding, your clear knowledge, doubt-free knowledge, then you can repeatedly dwell upon it to ascertain it. So repeatedly dwelling upon what has been clearly understood, thereby assimilating it is what? Nididhyasanam, which is called contemplation. So all these threefold step, this study of the scripture involving three steps. So Shastra study involving three steps in terms of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So here, O Mother, quickly, without any delay, please bless me with all those, even the proper study involving three steps. Helping me have those proper study involving three steps. So, Shravan, Shruti, Manana, Nididhyasanani means the plural, like plural is Nididhyasanani. All these steps, the study of the scripture involving three steps. Ashu Mataha Sampadya. We mean that. I'm given the study of the scripture involving these three steps, naturally what happens? Satchidrupatmanaha me. What am I essentially? Satchidrupa Atmanaha. So I, the self, am actually what? Satchit, Satchidrupa, pure consciousness existence. So I myself am the nature of existence consciousness. That my real nature, my real self obtaining name of consciousness existence. Swantam. Swantam is what? Swantam means in one's own mind. Antam in one's own mind. Swantam. Swa means one's own. Antam means in mind. Swantam. Yetad. Ruchiyutam. Ruchiyutam. The word ruchi literally means taste. See, dwelling upon your own self, it's a most pleasing thing. Not ruchiyutam. Know why? Anything which pleases you is ruchiyutam. Please listen to me. I tell you. Anything which pleases you, suppose delicious, sumptuous, the food you enjoy, and gives ruchiyutam. Ruchiyutam means what? It pleases you. Anything pleases you is ruchiyutam. When you listen to music, ruchiyutam. Why? Because it helps you, anything which helps you forget yourself is what? Ruchiyutam. Anything forget your problem, ruchiyutam. Isn't it? So when I'm eating, I forget how fat I am, how shy I am. Don't forget, isn't it? Now I'm not, oh my God. Okay. So ruchiyutam, anything which helps you forget yourself, your smallness, your problem, is ruchiyutam. But here, you don't need to forget. You are reminded of what you are actually. That's why real ruchiyutam. The most pleasing, because you are with the reality, the fact of what you are essentially. Shastram says you are consciousness existence. It is not flattery. It is not simply to please you. It's a fact about yourself. Isn't it? It's a fact. That's why what? The nature of the self being consciousness existence, when understood through Shravanam and Dhyasanam, and when you dwell upon it, actually, it is not simply pleasing. It happens to be the fact, it really most pleasing. Ruchiyutam. Suvayudana kudiyad. Isn't it? Which means what? When you revel. Yetad ruchiyutam. When you revel in your own mind, revel in the vision of your nature being consciousness existence, as a result of going through the stages of Shravanam and Vidhyasanam. So literal meaning I said ruchiyutam, okay, but it's reveling the vision. So reveling in the vision is what? Actually having the luxury of reveling in the vision of. That is the greatest luxury. There is no greater luxury than being yourself. So here, having the luxury of reveling the vision of one's own real nature, attained through Shravanam and Vidhyasanam. And how do you? Anisham. Anisham is what? Day and night. Nisha means day, night. Anisha means day and night. One expression, day and night. Day and night is expression which means always. Okay. Most, we have a very calm next word, okay? Nirvikalpe samadhav. See, it is not samadhi he is talking about. Samadhi means being absorbed. It's called samadhi. Remaining absorbed in one's own real nature is samadhi. And nirvikalpamatav, nirvikalpa samadhi means remaining absorbed in the vision of one's real nature, being that consciousness existence. It's nirvikalpa samadhi. Let me explain to you what it is. See, in the language of meditators, in the yoga, in the yoga philosophy, nirvikalpa samadhi means what? I mean, you are absorbed in the object of meditation. Attention remains absorbed in the object that is focused on. But object happens to be something other than yourself, it will, that absorption will get disturbed. But here, remaining absorbed in the vision of your real nature means what? It remains permanent. It remains unforgettable, ever remembered. That's called nirvikalpa samadhi here. I'll not take it differently. I tell you, suppose you see only opaque things here. You fail to see the light. And the opaque things happen to be plural and many and then colorful and different and mobile. Completely attention is drawn, totally held by these mobile things, mobile, colorful, opaque things. But the opaque things actually maya, mithya. But your attention has to be turned, drawn towards the light, which is the truth of opaque things. Because without whose presence, opaque things will be nothing. Opaque things will disappear. There's no light. Opaque things will collapse. They won't shine anymore. Rajat, tulasat is not possible, isn't it? So, the teacher makes efforts. You're so engrossed in enjoyment of mobility, the colorfulness and the plurality of opaque things. The teacher has to tell you the fact of the truth of all these things being the light. But the light is what? One, not plural, not colorful. And it is unmoving. So it cannot draw attention at all. The teacher's job is to help you shift attention from the opaque to mobile opaque to the immobile light. And once somehow the teacher helps you see the light, and you see the light, that in the presence of which all these opaque things shine, mobility on the part of the opaque things is possible, in the colors shine everything, and that is the light. That is the truth. Once you see the light, then along with the opaque things you see the light, but you understand the fact of opaque things being mithya, light being satyam. Because they depend on light. Then once you find this a fact or not, so you, after seeing the light, even if you see the opaque things, and because nisravanam, maranam and nididhyasanam, the light becomes, and even if how many ever colorful things you see, you cannot lose sight of the light. Is it clear? So not being able to lose sight of the light, initially your attention was not even given to the light, and a lot of effort was involved to draw attention to the light, and once your attention is drawn to the light, you repeatedly told what light is, how light is, nature of light, etc., then it gets absorbed in your mind. Then you have a clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the light, in the presence of which you also see opaque things, and how many ever opaque things you see, you cannot lose sight of the light. Because, is it clear now, you have ascertained vision of the light. then come what? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Is it clear? Nirvikalpa Samadhi means what? Not losing sight of, isn't it? The truth, the light, in spite of seeing the opaque things. Is it clear? Similarly here, Nirvikalpa Samadhi means you have done Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam and you have a clear vision of the truth of your nature being consciousness existence, and you have that ascertained vision, you have the luxury of reveling in the vision of your nature being consciousness existence as a result of this Nidhyasanam, and you do not lose sight of not being able to, not losing sight of the vision of your real nature is what? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Okay? Vikalpa means what? Suppose you lose sight of it, it's Vikalpa. Losing sight of the truth is Vikalpa. See, in this context, usually Nirvikalpa Samadhi is given different explanation in yoga philosophy. Here, when you are talking about in the context of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, the word Nirvikalpa Samadhi is used strategy. See, I am absorbed in the vision of the light. So I have been repeatedly, I have heard, I have dwelt upon, I contemplated upon, I have assimilated, now I see the light. In spite of seeing the opaque, I see the light. But I cannot lose sight of the light. See, vikalpa means change. Suppose I lose sight. I see, but it goes. Anything you see can go, but consciousness existence cannot go. Why? It is a non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, only truth which is yourself. How can you lose yourself? Consciousness existence happens to be yourself. You cannot lose sight of what you are. It's only a question of knowing, isn't it? You understood, you repeat, dwelt upon it, you assimilated it, you can never lose sight of it. It doesn't change. If it changes, it is savikalpa. Consciousness existence happens to be your unchangeable nature, swarupam. Once you have the vision, you have the luxury of reveling in the vision of your nature being consciousness existence, then you never lose sight of your real nature. Okay, not losing sight of one's real nature after having ascertained it is called remaining absorbed in the truth. Is it clear? It's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi in the context of Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. In yoga philosophy, it is different. See, awareness, how can you miss awareness? See, you must remember this fact. Essentially, nothing is outside of awareness. Pure awareness. Isn't it? Awareness is one thing which doesn't change. Doesn't come, doesn't go. It's always there. Presence and absence of world and thing. Everything is awareness only. Because always awareness of the world being not there, awareness of the world being there, awareness of changes happening, awareness of everything. So that's why awareness by itself is unchangeable, changeless. And it is this awareness which is consciousness, existence. There's no existence other than awareness. So why? Absolutely everything exists in awareness. Therefore, awareness is of the nature of existence. So you can say consciousness, existence. Repeat, you listen and listen and listen and again, you know, contemplate upon it, then you ascertain it, then actually, as a result, and it's you dwelling upon your real nature itself is what? Having the luxury of reveling in the vision of your real nature. When you ascertain it, and it is unchangeable, you can never lose sight of. See, this is Swamiji Kartya Padani. The exact term Swamiji likes to use. Not losing sight of one's real nature. It happens to be real nature, you cannot lose it. isn't it? It's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So in the Samadhi, isn't it, it happens. So we are addressing Devi, or Devi who is seated in Sri Chakram, located in holy temple, and which is on the bank of the curve of the bank of River Tunga. And may you bless me with such wisdom and absolute purity, implying absolute peace. Finished. I tell you, the Bhashyam unformed, he gives the same thing over everything. You can't lose it. That comes to your mind. The particular topic you take, you can't help. You have to see the truth. You have to see to talk what you're seeing. To communicate what you're seeing, you must be seeing it. That is why I bow to Swamiji's feet as my guru. Isn't it? Good text. So, it is confirmed, there is no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of your real nature. Anything else, only pleasure, okay, temporary. That's what we say, remaining absorbed in one's real nature, being consciousness existence, means not losing sight of one's real nature. Why you can't lose it of your real nature? Because your real nature. That's everything. See, samadhi cheptane, what means? Remaining absorbed. Absorption is samadhi. See, first it takes time to draw the attention and to make you see. And you see the fact, then you repeatedly you see, then you ascertain, then you can't lose it. You're absorbed. Why? It's your nature. Absorption, not physical, it is absorption in the sense having ascertained, isn't it? That's why the best example is Vidyanu Swami gives example of light and opaque things. He always, in many contexts, he says, there's a stage and where the dancers come, the actors come, and they enact, they dance, and you see many people dancing, and the colorful dress, their expressions, their abhinayam, the costumes, everything you see, you know. And when everything is over, the whole program is over, the whole auditorium, the stage becomes vacant. But still, and you tempt to say, what is there now? You should say what? Light is, light alone is. But you never say that nobody is there. Isn't it? You can never say nobody is, nothing is there. There is something. What is that? The light. Because the presence of which, the mobility, the costume, the colors, all expressions, everything enjoyed existence. Minus light, abhinayam, or colors, the costumes, the movements, expressions, the facial expressions, no body expression, nothing would have been appreciated, isn't it? But we never pay attention because it's very, it doesn't draw our attention, light. But light is the truth. And you have to, and then because the mind is already of the nature of getting distracted, disturbed and drawn by the mobile things, the colorful things, the plurality draws. And then you have to see, and somebody has to repeatedly tell you the light. You see the light, attention is drawn from so many things, so many people and the colors and everything to the light. Then you're seeing the light. You're seeing the dance, you're seeing the program, you're seeing everything, somebody you're seeing the light also. And repeatedly seeing the light, understand the nature of the light, how light is. Now once you understand very clearly what the light is, then even if you see the dance, your attention gets absorbed in the light, because light must be there for the dance to be there. There's no such a thing called a dance or any program without the light on the stage. It's absorbed. Your attention gets absorbed in the light. Initially struggled to draw the attention to the light, but now you cannot lose sight of the light. Why? As absorbed. How took place? How did absorption take place? Because of Shravanam, repeatedly you are made to see the light. Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, the three steps actually are efforts. Now, person with the Shastram itself, person with the methodology to help you see, remain absorbed. Remain absorbed. It's called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then you can see the dance, but you cannot lose sight of the light. Like that, you see the whole world like a drama. You cannot lose sight of the awareness, which is your own nature. And there is no I outside of awareness. There is no this world outside of awareness. Where is I? In awareness. Where is this? I and this. The knower, the known. Isn't it? Subject and object. This duality, mithya, doesn't exist outside of awareness. Only truth of I and this. So the duality is mithya, non-dual reality is satyam. I like the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, that is the meaning. Kamaraja Daitashtakam Shringa Kshma Bhrannivase Shuka Mukha Munibhis Sevyamanangri Padme Swanga Chaya Vidhuta Amrutakara Suraradvahane Vaksavitri Shambhushrinatha Mukhyamaram Varanikare modatav pujyamane vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam kalyadau parvati shav pravara suragana prarthita shrautavartma prabalyam netu kamo Yadivarava Pushagatyayam Shringa Shaile Samsthapyarcham Prachakre Bahuvidhanuti Bhisatvamindvardhachuda Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Satvaram Dehimahyam Papaugham Dhamsayit Bahujani Rachitam Kincha Punyali Marat Sampadyastikya Buddhim Shruti Guru Vachane Shwadaram Bhakti Dardhyam Devacharya Dvijatishwapi Manu Nivahe Tavakine Nitantam Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Satvaram Dehimahyam Vidyamudrakshamalamruta Ghata Vilasat Panipatho Jajale Vidyadana Pravine Jadabadhira mukhe bhyopi shigram natebhya Kamadinantaran matsahajaripuvaran Devi nirmulya vegat Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim Kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam Karma svatmo chiteshu sthiratardhishanam Dehadardhyam tadartham
दीर्घञ्चायुर्यशश्च त्रिभुवनविदितम् पापमार्गाद् विरक्तिम् सत्सङ्गम् सत्कथाया श्रवणमपि सदा देवि दत्त्वा कृपाब्धे विद्याम् शुद्धाम् च बुद्धिम् कमलजदयिते सत्वरम् देहि मह्यम् मातस्त्वत्पादपद्मम् नविविधकुसुमै पूजितम् जातु भक्त्या गातुम् नैवाहमीशे जडमतिरलसस्त्वद्गुणान् दिव्यपद्यैः मूके सेवाविहीनेऽप्यनुपमकरुणामर्भकेऽम्बेव कृत्वा विद्याम् शुद्धाम् च बुद्धिम् कमलजदयिते सत्वरम् देहि मह्यम् शान्त्याद्या सम्पदो मे वितरशुभकरी नित्यतद्भिन्नबोधम् वैराग्यम् मोक्षवाञ्छामपि लघुकलय श्रीशिव सेव्यमने विद्यातीर्थादियोगिप्रवरकरसरोजातसम्पूजिताङ्घ्रे विद्याम् शुद्धाम् च बुद्धिम् कमलजदयिते सत्वरम् देहि मह्यम् सच्चिद्रूपात्मनो मे श्रुतिमननिदिध्यासनान्याशु मातः सम्पाद्य स्वान्तमेतद्रुचियुतमनिशम् निर्विकल्पे समाधो तुङ्गातीराङ्कराजद्वरगृहविलसच्चक्रराजासनस्थे विद्याम् शुद्धाम् च बुद्धिम् कमलजदयिते सत्वरम् देहि मह्यम् विद्याम् शुद्धाम् च बुद्धिम् कमलजदयिते सत्वरम् देहि मह्यम् ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ